This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How have things been? You've been touring quite a bit. Summer Sky Tour, of course, it wraps up next Saturday night. What's been a highlight for you guys?
Yeah, it's been epic. I think we've been like on the road. I think we've done like something like 40 shows in the last 42 or 3 days or something. So it's been crazy. But I'd say the highlight has probably been the weekend that's just passed. We were just up at Easter Fest, which is a festival up in Queensland, in Toowoomba. And it was just crazy. There was about 30,000 people over the long weekend, over the Easter weekend, just camping and heaps of music and heaps of catching up with old friends that I hadn't seen from other bands and meeting new ones. And there's something about festivals that I can't stay away from them. They're awesome.
Do you camp these days at festivals or do you like to hotel it?
You know what? I really want to do the whole camping thing. I haven't camped at a festival probably since Black Stump 05.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's been about 5 years. Oh, no, sorry. Black Stump 07, I think I camped.
Okay.
So I really wanted... I was actually talking about that with someone a couple of days ago. But, I stayed in a house this time. Because when you're playing, I think I played 6 times over the weekend, including kind of... for other people and stuff like that, and you have to kind of stay fresh, and it's a bit hard when you're in a tent to kind of, get showers and stuff.
On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, of course, epic, how would you rate the Summer Sky Tour and, I suppose, your concert next week?
I'd say it's off the scale. I probably have to say that. But, it really has been. It's been crazy, and it's like... It kind of sounds cliche, but really it has been like just the people and stuff that you meet has just totally made it for us. This is our first major kind of headline tour that we've done.
Mm.
So we didn't kind of know what to expect from it, and we didn't know what the numbers would be like. But everything's kind of just exploded, and the whole response to Summer Sky on radio and TV and it's just kind of just taken us a bit by surprise. So it's just been amazing. So we've got 3 shows to go. We've got Adelaide, then Brisbane and Sydney. So we've got 3 big ones. And it's good. Now that we're kind of getting near the end, you know how you kind of get a bit more energy towards the end because you know it's kind of getting to the end? So I've got the second wind, I think.
So how do you feel like you guys have evolved from, early days? You guys have been together for a few years, and I'd assume that your stage presence have changed quite a bit.
Yeah, it has. I think it naturally kind of happens. It's something that we haven't really talked about too much, but when you spend a lot of time together and when you spend a lot of time doing the same thing together, I think naturally you just kind of hone those skills and naturally kind of just evolves and moves forward and progresses. And that's something that we're always trying to just kind of make that next step forward. And it's the same thing with our stage show. I remember our first ever show, we played in Sydney and we were so scared. We were all standing there, like seriously not moving. And I remember I broke 2 guitar strings. I can count the guitar strings that I've broken in maybe close to 1,000 shows since then on my 2 hands. And in my first show, I broke 2 strings. So it's a classic how that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. We don't really talk about that stuff too much, but I think we just watch each other a lot on stage, and we just know where each other is at. And then we just work around that, and it's kind of just like a naturally evolving process. And it's the same thing with our music. Like at the moment, I'm writing our next album, and it's a very different sound to our current album that is out. It's kind of more like the Summer Sky single, but it's still New Empire, but it just has that little bit of a point of difference, which I like about it as well. And I think you need to do that as well. I think it's good to kind of keep changing it up a little bit so you're not bringing out the same stuff every year or so. It's exciting.
Absolutely. Do you think your fans and your fan base supporting you so much has helped you in terms of that stage presence?
Oh, definitely, yeah. like, they've just been so awesome. Because I think I was talking with this about, I was talking with Pete about this a couple of days ago, how the first thing that we love to do as soon as we run out on stage is just make that first point of interaction with the crowd directly in front of us, just making individual kind of eye contact and high fives and getting that kind of family kind of community response kind of going on in the show. And it's just amazing how much you feed off each other. It just drives you for the rest of the night. And they are just absolutely amazing. And it's the same. The opposite is true as well. I remember we played in some schools before where if everyone's kind of just standing there, you can still perform 100% and still do the same kind of crazy moves and everything like that. But it does feel a lot more forced than if everyone is kind of with you and if everyone's kind of on board and going crazy as well. So the fans, they make such a big difference.
Let's talk about Summer Sky, because you guys have actually filmed a video clip for it. Of course, a bit of acting from yourself. Are you comfortable with that?
The acting?
Yeah, a bit of acting on the beach.
Yeah, it's funny. It was actually the first time that I'd done any acting. It's funny, I was actually supposed to be doing some acting when I was a five-year-old child.
Oh, really?
But then I actually got in an accident and split my head open. And
oh.
That's a totally different story. So here we are, 18 years later, and my first real acting job comes along with The Summer Sky. And it was kind of tough in parts and easy in other parts. Like, for most of the video clip, you see myself and Caitlin, the main girl, just kind of laughing and chatting and talking and hanging out. And that's pretty much all we were doing. Because we were just talking about the most random stuff and making each other laugh. And then they were just catching it on camera, which was actually really, really easy. But the hardest bit was probably the final scene. If you've seen the video clip where the love story comes to an end and the couple, they come together at the end, and it's kind of like a almost kiss kind of scene. And here we are, and Caitlin's a professional actress.
Right.
And then there's me. I definitely consider myself not to be. So it was kind of bizarre. Our director, he kind of likes to do everything very loosely and lets the actors kind of just do their own thing. So he basically gave us the spiel of just going, okay, Jez, you're standing there. Caitlin, you're there. Final scene, the two lovers, they come together, and action. And that was it. That's all he told us. So then we kind of just had to improvise everything. We kind of just had to take a deep breath and just go, all right, well, we're just going to go for it. And it was okay in the end.
Well, you did a great job. Brilliant. Very good. Are you looking forward to your next film clip then?
Oh, totally. I think once you've got one down, you kind of, you learn so much about just the way everything works. So the next one's going to be heaps fun. Yeah, I can't wait for that. At the moment, we haven't set a date for that or anything like that, but we definitely have some ideas for it. So, yeah, stay tuned for that one.
I'm going to ask, though, Summer Sky is an awesome tune, so why are you giving it away for free? Why?
A couple of reasons. Like, we just like being generous. but basically, because we've already got our album out, and then this is a new single by itself, we just thought, why not just make it available for everyone, so everyone can just have it for themselves. Because in this day and age, where everything's just like downloadable and everyone's getting it somehow off LimeWire or Torrents or anything anyway, we just thought, why not just make it free and make it a statement anyway? So that's the reason why we did it, because we know that if people like the music, then they're going to come and hang out at a show or anything like that anyway. So, and we think being cool. People have really appreciated that, I think.
Well, you are the creator of Summer Sky in terms of the lyrics and that kind of thing. I suppose, what are you hoping that people get out of this song in particular?
Yeah, well, basically, the song is a personal reflection of my feelings and my longings for the future and that kind of thing. And so I think it's something different for everyone. There's a few different meanings in there. It's basically it is a fun kind of summer romance kind of song, but there is a deeper kind of longing in there. So it's for the romantics at heart, and it's for people that are obviously that aren't in relationship or are pursuing a relationship with someone but not sure how it's going to turn out at some stage. So there's a bit of mystery surrounding the whole thing. But if you kind of read the lyrics or check it out, you can get the full scope of it, I think.
Where do you write your songs? I mean, you've delivered some amazing songs and from the heart. Like, where do they come from?
That's a good question. It's a bit crazy. Like, for me, it's a very kind of mysterious, bizarre kind of circumstance. Like, I've never once tried to sit down and say, all right, today, Jeremy, you're going to write a song or anything like that. For me, it doesn't work that way. Like, it's not a robotic kind of mechanical kind of commercial kind of experience for me. It's more of just this crazy, spontaneous, don't know when it's going to happen, don't know what time it's going to happen thing. And it usually comes when I've been inspired by something or when I've been really challenged by something or encouraged or motivated by something or someone or situations in my life or my faith. So, it's really bizarre, and it's something that I can't put it down to a formula. I think that's what makes it beautiful, and I think that's what makes me so dependent on just God kind of being behind the wheels all the time with it, because I just don't know if I'm going to, you know, if one day they're just going to stop, and one day I might just stop writing songs, and one day they might just dry up, but for now they keep coming, which is awesome. It's kind of cool like that.
Actually, I remember reading on your bio on MySpace about how, like, a song will come to you at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning or in the shower, and then you, like, made it a point to say, not at the same time, obviously, like, you don't have 3 a.m. showers.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Last weekend, you were at Easterfest. How'd that go?
We were. It was fantastic. We did the one show on the Friday night on the main stage, and that was just, I think, was one of the only times where I get so excited. I think, like, backstage, I was just buzzing. So it says a lot about the whole vibe there and the people there. It was great.
How's the tour been, the Summer Sky tour? Have you been loving it?
We have, and I've been loving it too. It's been a lot of work, to be honest, but it's definitely all been worth it. I think everyone's really just kind of lifted their game and just put in 100%, you know, whether it was the guys in the band or our crew, and even the people that come out to watch us, everyone's just been vibing and really just enjoying the music. So it's been great.
I was reading a stat that makes me feel exhausted reading it. Gaining massive momentum throughout concert touring, the band's recent national tour saw them perform over 45 shows to more than 80,000 people around the country. Don't you feel exhausted?
I know, it does. It does make me feel exhausted, but it's and I guess we are, but we've had some time sort of in between and throughout where we've had some good days of rest. So I think it's definitely been key to our busy schedule.
What motivates you as a band?
What motivates us as a band? It would have to be, I think, people and just sort of and seeing people change through the music, and obviously God. I think God's given us these gifts, and you know, I think to not do anything with them, we'd sort of be, you know, not really enjoying life as much. So it's great to be out there using our gifts and really just serving the community wherever we go and have people just respond to the music the way they do.
You've been together for a few years now. How do you feel like you've evolved from, the beginning?
Yeah, good question. I think we've evolved musically. We've obviously matured, which I think you'd think would happen as you grow up. But I think the sound that we're making now is sort of something that's only come through something we've already produced. So the first lot of songs were kind of our first early, you know, we're a band, let's kind of make music, and this is what came out of it. But after sort of looking back on that, it's good to sort of, you know, create something with a bit of a foundation and something to sort of hear what your sound is, which is, kind of sounds funny, but you kind of get to learn a lot from your first album. So I think musically, it's a lot more mature. I think we sort of have a better idea on how to, you know, write better songs and keep the whole thing just getting bigger and better.
Well, I've noticed certainly you guys have evolved in the hair department. The hair was not as wild as it is now. Is it a kind of like a Samson thing? Like, you know, Samson and Delilah, he had the, you know, strength from having hair, a lot of hair. Do you think you guys as a band need to have bigger band hair in order to get a better sound?
I'm not sure. I think it's, I kind of feel personally like the media, everyone else kind of talks it up more than I actually think about it. So I'm sort of like, I respond to it through like what people think, and I kind of go, I guess I have big hair and everyone has big hair, but I don't know, we kind of, I think we all sort of look at each other and go, well, I got to kind of outdo you, and it's just an ongoing underground competition, I think.
Basically, there's a hair battle every night before the gigs.
I think it is. Who can puff up their hair with the most hairspray?
Oh, so it's a hairspray combination, is it?
Well, Des is going to hate me for this, but he has the biggest bottle of hairspray I've ever seen in my life. And I actually do borrow some off him every now and again, but he's always the go-to guy when we need hairspray.
Very nice. Well, we're loving your track, Summer Sky. What are you loving about it?
I'm loving the whole kind of chill out, big rock vibe. I think it's sort of, it's one of those songs that you don't really sort of have to get pumped up to listen to, or, you know, it's sort of not really a sleepy song. It's just that kind of middle ground rock song that, you know, when it comes on, hopefully you just enjoy it and it kind of meets you wherever you're at. So that's what I like about it.
So how's the Summer Sky tour been?
It has been great. We've been so many places and I'm getting very tired.
What would you say would be the highlight so far?
It definitely was Easterfest last weekend. I mean, we were so lucky. We got blessed with a main stage slot and on the Friday night. And I think everyone from the festival was there. And it scared my pants off. So that's definitely the highlight.
Are you wearing pants now, I hope?
I'm definitely wearing pants now, but I had to find them, so.
Now this,
I'm joking.
This has been a massive tour for you guys, and I understand there's been a lot of time in a bus.
Yes, it has, in a mini bus, which we slept with a lot of gear, so we're really close a lot of time.
Do you think that's actually helped you as a band get closer, being actually that literally close?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm really surprised at how well we get along. We get along great, and basically, like, we're so different in personalities and characters that I'm stoked. The bus has a lot of room, mind you. Like, so if it was a hatchback, it might be a different story. But no, I think we're truly blessed with how well we get along. Like, I think it's meant to be.
Speaking about highlights of this last tour, what about highlights as a band so far? What stands out for you?
Big highlight. I think we hit milestones that are always highlights to me. I mean, we've had, like, even just small things, like, you know, first play on radio is, like, always a big deal for us. You know, first play on radio, I think, is probably one of the big ones, and you guys play a huge part in that. And I know we've had a couple of award nights where, even though they weren't about that big, but we've had a couple of red carpet type of things, and those always blow my mind. They're really cool. And I'm trying to think. We did a tour with Reliant K, and Reliant K were one of our biggest influences and still are when it came to writing and starting up as a band. I remember sitting on the stairs with Jeremy, our singer, like four or five years ago, just went on the stairs of this our mate's apartment. We were recording our first little EP by ourselves, and we're listening to Reliant K. We actually asked each other, who would be your ideal person to tour with? Who would be your ideal band to tour with? And Reliant K came to mind straight away, and we were listening to them at that time. So it was a big kind of scary kind of moment of just that someone's got us. So, that probably tops it for me.
How do you think you guys have evolved since the beginning?
Oh, wow. We've evolved in so many different ways. As a business, we are... I never thought we'd say it, but we are real business heads as well, which has come from just having to do it ourselves. We've got a great team at Delusion Records. Just Andy Mack, he's our manager. He's taught us a lot. But before that, we were on our own, and it's basically we're amazed at where it's come from in that area. In performance, we've evolved just mainly. Oh my goodness! So I think I used to get called the Michelin Man because I stood there and just kind of just stood there still for the set. But now, we've got a real explosive set, I believe, and it's come from influences from such bands as touring with Family Force 5. Those guys go animals, and that kind of stuff's evolved. And even the sound, like we're writing some new tracks, and always writing new stuff. And I'm just seeing what Jay is doing, and just how creative he is, and. I mean, it just shows that I'm really excited with where this band's going. We haven't been stagnant yet,
we're loving the track "Summer Sky," and I suppose it's only come out the last couple of months. What are you loving about it?
Oh, what do I love about it? The fact that it's our song is a big plus. And I love the track. Jay's done a great job with writing this track because. I mean, what it means to me is that it's such a universal track. Everyone can love it. Basically, it's about love, it's about romance, and it's about summer. And it's pretty much a universal kind of love. We're all made to love, and we're all made to just enjoy that kind of connection with someone else. And that's what I love. It's not gender specific. It's not genre specific. It's pretty much it's written. Just the way it is, because I guess it's just easy. It's easy music. It's simple music, and it's the way music should be, and it's in its simplest and most pure form. So I think that's what I enjoy the most about it, that it's not trying to be different. It's not trying to be, edgy or nothing like that. It's just a great track, and I think it's timeless too. So, yeah.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.